نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. Most respected listeners, on one occasion, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that many fitnas will certainly appear. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked that فَمَا الْمَخْرَجْ مِنْهَا يَا جِبْرَائِيلِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, O Jibreel, what will be the way out? What will be the solution? What will be the problem solver? So Jibreel alayhi salam mentioned, قَالَ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Replied, the book of Allah, and that is the Quran al-Kareem. So Jibreel alayhi salam showed us the way out. And the Quran al-Kareem, respected listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us not one ayat, but 6,000 ayat. One ayat means a sign, like a person follows a signboard to a certain destination. In the same manner, Allah ta'ala has given us over 6,000 verses to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran al-Kareem is our GPS that we connect to Allah. So in times of fitnas, in times of calamities, in times of problems, in times of musibat and afat, the way out, the Jibreel alayhi salam told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the solution is the Kitabullah, and that is the Quran al-Kareem. Another hadith, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَرْجِعُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِشَيْءٍ أَغْضَلَ مِمَّا خَرَجَ مِنْهُ يَعْنِي الْقُرْآنِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you cannot turn to Allah and gain nearness to Him with anything superior to which directly proceeded from Him, and that is the Quran al-Kareem. In other words, the person wants proximity to Allah, nearness to Allah, yeah, again, the solution is via the Quran al-Kareem. So in today's time, the Quran al-Kareem is our problem solver. Is the Quran al-Kareem that we fulfill all the rights of the Quran al-Kareem, and most importantly, we make tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem. In today's time, the lockdown, we have the opportunity of catching up with recitation of the Quran al-Kareem. We do not only suffice on reading Surah Yasin, or Surah Tabarak, Surah Waqia, Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Kaf, etc. All these surahs are in its place, but what is required is tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem. In one verse, Allah Ta'ala tells us, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, O mankind, the entire universe, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْئِذَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Indeed, it has come to you, O mawidah, a advice, not from humans and mortals like us, but it has come from your Paalne Wala, from your Lord, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي صُدُورٍ. And it is a cure for what is in your bosoms. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ الشِّفَاءُ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The Quran al-Kareem, Allah Ta'ala revealed, it is shifa and a source of mercy for the believers. Shifa here is not only for physical, also for our spiritual diseases. All the spiritual diseases of our heart, the Quran al-Kareem is the solution to all that. Now, respected listeners, the Quran al-Kareem and our homes should be filled and decorated. Today we talk of interior decoration. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned one hadith, that نَوِّرُوا مَنَازِلَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَقِرَاءَةِ الْقُرْآنِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ. This riwayat, Allama Habib al-Rahman Khairabadi has mentioned in the kitab Pearls of the Quran, which has been translated by our marhum and respected teacher, Qari Ismail Ishaq Sahib Rahmatul Alim. So this riwayat comes there, and does it mean? That illuminate, decorate your homes with the performance of salah and recitation of the Quran al-Kareem. There is no doubt that the Quran al-Kareem is the word and the kalam and speech of Allah. His recitation is the cause of goodness and blessings and barakah. The house in which the Quran is recited is full with effulgence and great blessings. In al-Hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the houses in which the Quran Majeed is recited shines unto the inhabitants of the sky, that is towards the angels, just like the stars shine upon the inhabitants of the earth. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu mentioned a very beautiful thing. And he says, يَقُولُ فِي الْبَيْتِ إِذَا تُلْيَا فِيهِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. In those homes in which the Qur'an Kareem is recited. And yeah, every family member should recite, inshallah. Small to the eldest. إِذَا تُلْيَا فِي كِتَابُ اللَّهِ اتَّسَعَ بِأَهْلِهِ. Then such a house becomes comfortable for its members. وَكَثُرَ خَيْرُهُ. Such a house gets filled with all types of virtue, goodness, and barakah increases. وَحَضَرَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَ. And malaika descend. Malaika come and they are present in your homes. وَخَرَجَتْ مِنُ الشَّيْطَان. And shaitan leaves that home. So look at the barakat of the Qur'an al-Kareem. By reciting the Qur'an al-Kareem, so much of blessings. But on the contrary, وَالْبَيْتُ إِذَا لَمْ يُتْلَى فِيهِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Those homes in which the Qur'an al-Kareem is not recited, ضَاقَ بِأَهْلِي. Then life becomes very difficult. Becomes very, very constrained. Tight. وَقَلَّ خَيْرُ. House becomes void of blessings and barakah and goodness and virtues. وَحَذَرَتْهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. And unfortunately, shaitan ravages that home. Shaitan takes control of that home. So respected listeners, Allah Ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq of reciting the Qur'an al-Kareem, as I mentioned, being the solution to all problems. As Jibreel Salam told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the way out for all the problems is the Kitabullah. And I'll just like to end off my Ustad, Mala Hassan Dokrat Sahab, Daan Barakatu, one occasion of Sitiyan's lesson of Jalaleen, and he asked, what is the Qur'an al-Kareem? So now we expected maybe a very long bayan explaining the Qur'an al-Kareem, very beautifully explained. He said, the Qur'an al-Kareem, take the first letter of the Qur'an al-Kareem, and from the word Bismillah, take the ba. And take the last letter of the Qur'an al-Kareem, of Surah Nas, the word Nas, the seen. Put the ba and the seen together, and he said, bas. In other words, this Qur'an al-Kareem is sufficient for me. From beginning to end, all the solutions to every problem till the day of Qiyamah is found in the Qur'an al-Kareem. And if you take it the other way around, the seen and the ba, sub. In other words, that all solutions to every problem, where it is, internally, externally, in our homes, out of our homes, the halas and the condition that Ummah is undergoing now, is lies in the Qur'an al-Kareem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those people who recite the Qur'an frequently. Wa akhiru da'wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.